President Darren Eales. Brought to you by Associated Credit Union. Better than a bank and anyone can join. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, let's talk about our Atlanta United guys. A couple of matches left, and then it's playoffs. And joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline is the president of our Atlanta United. His name is Darren Eales.
Hello, Darren. How you doing, brother?
Afternoon, chaps. Yeah, good, thanks.
A day without Darren in studio is like a day without sunshine, which is kind of what we have. All right, Darren, let's get to it. The Miggy injury, we were freaking out in the stands because of his body language and the way he was kind of like in anguish and kicking. And so did he get kicked or is a hamstring stretch? What exactly did happen?
Yeah, it's his left hamstring. And as we said today, it's sort of week to week. So we'll just be monitoring and hoping that he heals quickly and gets back as soon as possible. But it was very eerie in last year, you know, similar sort of time of the season, but we're hoping we'll get him back for the important part of the season.
You know, Darren, we were talking about this. I mean, it's hard right now, I think, for a lot of United fans. We've got a couple of matches left, obviously. But the reality is we don't want any injuries, right? You're trying to avoid that while you're still attempting to play guys and get ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, it's always that difficult balancing act. And, you know, in any sport, if you try not to get injuries, that's sometimes the time when you end up getting them. And, look, we're trying to play for Porter Shield. We want to get that trophy. We want that number one seed for the playoffs. We're also, you know, in with the shout of having the best ever points total in the history of the league. So, you know, there's no doubt that the next two games we're going to be focused on making sure we win them both. And, you know, they're against teams that don't have any playoff aspirations to play for as well. So from their perspective, they're already looking for next season and perhaps trying out different players. So, you know, it's all there for the taking for us.
Again, guys, a little bit of an international break. Miggy was supposed to go down to Paraguay, and obviously he gets a pass on that now. But it's October 21st, taking on Chicago Fire. And certainly, you know, we've seen them. We know what those guys are about. And, you know, yeah, Schweinsteiger is still there, but we should be able to handle our business. Darren, when Miggy goes out, Barco comes in, Joseph gets moved around, but the offense had a nice flow to it.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I think it's what we've always said. We've definitely got more strength in depth this season compared to last season. You know, you think about it, we had Ezekiel on the bench. We had Franco on the bench this past weekend. So, you know, we've got a strong squad there, and this is a chance now for Barco perhaps to play. You know, I'm not sure how Sat is going to do it, but maybe he plays that 10 role, and that'll let him sort of float inside and move around. So, you know, we've got some talented players, and, you know, we're excited about that chance. You know, against Chicago, we're going to have a full stadium again, so it's another chance for a huge crowd and for us to sort of have that final game at home and thank the fans after the game and then look forward to Toronto.
Talk about Bello, if you would. And, you know, he gets his first goal. But I just think, you know, we look at this young man and we look at his age and we know that soccer is, you know, around the world, you start certainly at a much younger age in some sports that you might in the United States. But he's ready. I mean, I was thoroughly impressed, and I have been since I've seen him in the last couple of matches. Darren, talk about George Bello.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fantastic performance, his second ever start, still at the tender age of 16. And, you know, the goal he scored, I mean, it sums up the way that Atlanta United plays. He's our left back, you know, and he gets the first goal with a super pass from Leandro that sort of, he managed to beat his man, and it was great composure to finish it. And, I mean, I just chuckled. It's a different era we're in when, after the match, he was asked about how he prepared for this game compared to the first game. You say you just played a little bit less Fortnite to sort of focus his mind. So we are in a different world.
It really is. And it's Darren Eales, guys, the president of your Atlanta United and the guy that is the architect of everything that you see on the pitch, basically. He joins us every week here on the WadeFord.com hotline. And George Bello named to the MLS Team of the Week. And you see names like, you know, Rooney and obviously you know, Bello when he's right there on that same screen. It's just so cool. And the future's bright. And control-wise, Darren, is it kind of like in baseball where basically you've got his rights forever? How does this work?
Yeah, we've got him not forever, but for the length of his contract, which is, you know, like all of our players, there are a decent length of contract. I mean, look, he's someone that, you know, he's still got a lot to learn and a lot to grow, and, you know, he's got a chance to develop with us, and, you know, we're excited about that. I'll tell you what, though, was interesting is we had some journalists over from England on an MLS tour, so they're actually in Atlanta for the weekend. They went to the tailgate before and were really impressed. They actually came to the game, and again, it was eye-opening for them, I think, two things. One, the atmosphere and the crazy crowds that we have. You know, our supporters are just amazing, and they blow away people who are not expecting to see that in America. Then secondly, I think they were really impressed with the standard of play. So actually seeing it live and seeing players like George on the one end, you know, to Parky, the experienced veteran, the back. And so that is helpful because, you know, we want to keep increasing the exposure to MLS and the growth internationally, because all of that helps the league get better and for us hopefully to get better players in.
Darren, pre-sale for playoff tickets went on sale. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so we put them out there today in terms of being able to buy the individual tickets. And look, we're pretty excited. We know it's going to be on the 11th of November. We know we've got to buy for that sort of first knockout round. So it's going to be exciting. And if we can get a full stadium again, try and get our sort of number 17 fans behind us. Mm. And who knows where we can end up.
Well, I got a kick as Darren Eales joins us. You were named Darren Eagles in an article from the UK. So obviously the standards have fallen as far as proofreading. But I know we knew that you told us back 2 years ago, part of the business model is you're developing young talent and there may come a time that it goes to Europe and you'll make money on a transfer fee. I mean, and Miggy obviously is a guy, now he's banged up right now, but a guy whose future is certainly bright. I mean, should we just expect more rumors between now and the end of the season, or how is this going to play?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, it's funny. You know you've made it when they start to make up quotes from you. But there were two clues as to why that was total nonsense. One was Eagles, not Eels. And the other was the suggestion of $11 million, because it would have to take at least triple that for me to even get out of bed and think about any bid for Almiron. So, you know, everyone knew as soon as they saw that figure it was a load of rubbish.
Right. Because I had to do the conversion to pounds, and I was like, 14.3, that still seemed a little light.
Oh, yeah, way, way light. Absolutely.
Darren, were you surprised that Atlanta was not chosen as one of the CONCACAF cities moving forward? I think it's next year, what, 2019 or 2020?
No, so that was something we'd already said because of other events that we've got on. That wasn't there was no availability on the stadium. Ah. That was something where we bid that sort of in advance. But certainly in future years, that's something we'll look at. But a lot of it depends on other events we have in, and we have a lot of knock-on issues with the Super Bowl this year, so that was why there was a pass this year on that.
Okay, because some United fans were saying, why Nashville, not us? So it was a conflict there, and that's why we didn't get it or didn't actually bid for it. Okay.
Darren Eales with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. He's rolling down to Sea Island, by the way, I've been told, Carl.
Is he really?
Boy, nice weekend. You, I guess you deserve a weekend off, pal.
Yeah, no, it's good. I mean, I'm down here, although, one, there's no sunshine. I can't believe it. Just been chucking it down with rain, and I didn't realize how long it is with two twin boys. Saying, you know, how long till we get there? And like 3 hours.
Are we there yet?
Yeah. Now, hopefully, Hurricane Michael does not make a right turn, so I think you'll be okay. But yeah, man, look, you deserve a break. Obviously, we know that you'll still be working the phones, and perhaps that pipeline from, I know you can't name names, but more future stars from South America coming our way this offseason?
Well, we're always looking to improve the squad, Mike. We've always said that in every position, so we'll always be looking and scouting and looking to see what we can do to get exciting young talent in. So that will never stop.
Well, enjoy your time. And as always, we appreciate you jumping on with us. Thanks so much. Let's finish up these last two matches and let's get to the playoffs. Once again, guys, pre-sale playoff tickets on sale now for Atlanta United. Darren, thanks so much.
Cheers, guys. Thanks again.